Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. A very cold welcome from London in the UK. If you hear any rustling, by the way, I'm wearing two coats. Normally record this at work, but I'm recording it at home today in the studio that I have in an old converted garage where I forgot to turn the heating on before I came out here. And the temperature on the wall says minus 2.2 outside, and it's snowing right now. So I'm freezing, and I'm wearing two coats. Here is today's news about electric cars and the future of transport. My name is Martin Lee, and this is your very cold EV News Daily for Wednesday, the 28th of February, 2018. Coming up today, we'll talk about making electric cars louder and Hyundai's Kona Electric. But first, I don't think it's hyperbole to say that a decision made in Germany today could be a landmark day in the history of how quickly we electrify our transport. Well, not only is Germany the home of diesel sales, where until recently every other car purchased was a diesel, but also the world's largest diesel manufacturers and the companies which supply them are based there. Diesel sales in many countries are already falling off a cliff without electric cars selling enough, quick enough, to make up the difference. That's causing huge headaches for the investments that they've made in factories, in tooling, and staff to make the millions of diesel engines which, at the moment, buyers no longer want. But having said that, today's decision by Germany's Federal Administrative Court didn't directly involve German car makers. It was an environmental group called Environmental Action Germany versus the cities of Stuttgart and Düsseldorf. There was an initial court ruling, you see, which recognised that pollution levels in those cities was far too high, and that banning cars was the most effective way to improve air quality. It's because of that ruling that the two local states appealed. However, that appeal was dismissed, with the presiding judge Andreas Korbmacher saying, "Bans are generally permissible and can be implemented." So it came down to a question about what's more important, car owners or public health. Now, the European Commission reports that 400,000 people die prematurely annually due to air pollution. And the European Union are taking steps to force areas which exceed the legal limits to take action. Although this is a battle over levels of nitrogen dioxide, it doesn't reflect well for either Germany nor its main car makers, as both opposed any form of ban. Well, Germany's Volkswagen is already recovering from a period of extremely bad publicity from Dieselgate and that recent story about emissions tests on animals. They're investing heavily into electric cars and the supply chains involved. However, any kind of resistance to clean up our air quality portrays all car makers as anti-environment, with evidence of nitrogen dioxide causing respiratory disease and premature death. Well, so what's at stake then? And what changes tomorrow after this ruling? Well, initially, nothing. So to be clear, all this does is provide a legal background from which individual German municipalities can, and must, form policy to tackle pollution levels. And the quickest way to do that is with diesel bans. And they are now allowed to do that. On a very practical level, driving into city centres could become more difficult as those bans are being enforced on days when pollution goes above the levels that they're allowed. Residual values of diesels are under pressure already. That affects the finance arms of car makers, which lease cars and provide purchase plans. Their businesses are based on the predicted residual values. Well, potentially, some people are calling for those older diesels to be upgraded or retrofitted, and that expense being borne by the automakers. So how do you even start to put a plan into place which identifies which cars are to be banned? And how do you choose the days they'll not be allowed to run? And then how do you enforce it? Now, some ideas today that I saw included special coloured license plates or discs which show you have a dirty diesel. But how do you know if you can drive it on that day? Well, that all brings us back to EVs. This opens up so many questions of how you enforce the ban, how you put a ban in place. The easiest thing to do is just to ban all diesels. And the inevitable snowball effect, and pardon the pun if you're listening anywhere like here, where it's snowy, that decision will embolden other countries and cities to implement their own diesel bans without fear of negative publicity or backlash for being first, because the biggest diesel homes in Germany have done it already. Well, anecdotally, the reaction is that diesel is being banned. I've been looking at my Twitter feed today and watching the comments come in over the last few hours. There is a general perception following this ruling that diesels are being banned completely. And of course, they're not. Well, secondly, so much reaction today could have quite easily said, diesels are being banned. Buy a new petrol car. But that wasn't happening. People were joining the dots together and going, Germany's going to ban all the diesels. Well, you better buy an electric car or a hybrid. And they were kind of skipping out petrols, lumping them in with diesels. You know, if this news had happened 24 months ago, I think the reaction would have been so much more negative because there wasn't a choice to go to. However, I've seen articles today saying, oh, diesel's going to be banned, so what can you drive instead? Well, there's a new Nissan Leaf, that's great, Chevy Bolt, long range, Renault Zoe, ZE40, goes a long way, Tesla, Model S and X, obviously, the brand new e-Golf, VW e-Up, Hyundai Ioniq, BMW i3, Kia Soul, I could go on, right? None of these are quirky compliance cars, they're usable, affordable, mostly, daily drivers, right? And that's before they start talking about the cars coming soon. I've seen articles today saying, hey, look, there's electric cars coming soon, like the Jaguar I-Pace and the Model 3 and the e-tron. I think this is a turning point today when electrified transport became much more of a reality than it was yesterday. Well, that all leads me nicely on to talking about a brand new electric car. The Hyundai Electronic Kona SUV was revealed today in a very funky YouTube video presentation. I've put a link to that in the podcast description and the blog below, as we've got all the details you can see online if you'd rather just read the blog some days rather than listening. Well, there are two batteries and two powertrains. There's a smaller 39.2 kilowatt hour battery with a 99 kilowatt motor combination and a more powerful 64 kilowatt hour battery with 150 kilowatt motor combo. According to the new WLTP standards, and that's interesting that they've managed to get WLTP figures, one of the first to do this, along with a Nissan Leaf, they say it's good for 300 kilometers or 470 kilometers with the upgraded spec. 0 to 60 time, by the way, 7.6 seconds. That is surely rapid enough. Sub 8 seconds for any spirited normal driving, pulling away from lights, you'll beat just about anything else, right? Up to sensible legal speeds. It's what they call a compact SUV. 2.6 meters long means it's big enough for most people, but small enough for European city driving. Oh, and the charger port is at the front in the bonnet, which makes it, according to this phrase that I discovered today by Electrive, where they called it a nose charger. And I haven't heard that before. Love it. Other notable highlights from the YouTube presentation, the lack of any kind of old-fashioned nod to a gear stick or a kind of gear knob or anything like that. It's just buttons to choose, park, reverse, drive. And it looks like the same paddle-operated regen that you've seen elsewhere. Well, moving on, and the US Department of Transportation's made its mind up on quiet cars, and the deadline is now 2020 for all quiet cars, EVs and hybrids, to emit a warning sound to pedestrians. The speed limit they've set is 18.6 miles an hour. Anything below it will require some sort of sound to persuade people not to step out in front of you whilst they're staring at their mobile phones. So the big question is whether you'll be given a choice of sounds to play. That would be kind of interesting if you could pick and choose. Or whether a single sound will be agreed upon for all electric cars to have, as in, this is the noise that cars make now. Also, can you turn it off? And I hope you can on future cars, because if you're moving your EV around your driveway, you don't want to sound like you're reversing a truck all the time. If it's optional, and then it's something that kicks in maybe above 5 or 10 miles an hour, that's all got to be worked out. Well, finally, the BMW iX3 has been seen again, testing in the snow, minus camouflage. And AutoEvolution.com are starting to wonder if they're doing it on purpose now, just to get us talking. Because if so, well, it's working. This time, the spy shots, if you can call them that, clearly show a charge port at the front. No fake tailpipes added on this one, so it's clearly an EV. Looking like the regular X3 with a few stylized differences otherwise. In terms of size, size, same ballpark as kind of SUV we talked about earlier, a bit bigger than the Hyundai Kona, and similar, I would say, to the Mercedes-Benz EQC. Now, that's what it's going to be called. It's going to be out in 2020, or at least announced next year, maybe on sale next year in 2019, and it's the 2020 model year. That's going to be the Mercedes premium SUV, I reckon. Same market for this one, the BMW iX3. Gorgeous looking car. Well, thank you for listening today. Hope you enjoyed it. We'd love to spread the word about electric cars, so please do share this with at least one person who might be interested. A reminder, you can listen to all of our previous podcasts on iTunes, Google Play via Android devices, on Spotify, and you can subscribe for free and get them automatically every day. It would mean a lot as well if you could just take 2 minutes. I know everyone asks this, and if you don't want to, that's fine. To leave a quick review and star rating, I know you're busy. If you get a chance, though, it would mean a lot to me. You can download our Alexa skill for your Amazon Echo device. Just search EV News Daily in your Alexa app or your Prime app. On Twitter, at EV News Daily. Have a wonderful day. I'm off to go and defrost. I will see you tomorrow.